In this bulletin, the Biden administration announces measures to combat domestic violent extremism. Australia's coronavirus vaccine could be delayed due to production issues. And in sports, Socceroos goalkeeper Matt Ryan joins Premier League football club Arsenal. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The Biden administration has announced a series of measures to tackle domestic violent extremism after the deadly attack on the US Capitol building. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence, working with the FBI, is being asked to compile a comprehensive threat assessment. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the National Security Council will also undertake a policy review to support efforts to prevent radicalization and disrupt violent extremist networks.
The Biden administration will confront this threat with the necessary resources and resolve. We are committed to developing policies and strategies based on facts, on objective and rigorous analysis, and on our respect for constitutionally protected free speech and political activities.
Meanwhile, Democrats say they plan to send the article of impeachment to the Senate on Monday, which would trigger the start of the Senate's trial of former President Donald Trump. Early evidence suggests the variant of coronavirus that emerged in the UK may be more deadly. The UK government's chief scientific advisor, Patrick Vallance, says the evidence is not yet strong.
There is evidence that there's an increased risk for those who have the new variant compared to the old virus. Now, that evidence is not yet strong. It's a series of different bits of information that come together to support that.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says vaccines are still expected to work against the virus variant.
All current evidence continues to show that both the vaccines we're currently using remain effective both against the old variant and this new variant. So you'll also want to know that our immunisation programme continues at an unprecedented rate. 5.4 million people across the UK have now received their first dose of the vaccine.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia's planned distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine could be delayed due to production issues. The Pfizer vaccine is expected to be the first to be approved in Australia, with injections scheduled to begin in late February. But several European countries have had their orders revised or delayed by Pfizer because of the high demand for vaccine worldwide. Mr. Morrison says Australian authorities are watching the situation closely.
It was always our plan to start small and build up. And when that can ultimately start is going to be conditional upon those delivery arrangements and the capabilities of those producers.
Thousands of people in Hong Kong are being ordered to stay in their homes for the city's first coronavirus lockdown. Authorities are attempting to contain an outbreak in one of its poorest and most densely packed districts. The order bans anyone from leaving their apartment unless they can show a negative test and will last until everyone within the designated area has been tested. This public health official is urging people to get a free test, even those without valid visas.
As long as they come forward for the testing, I don't think the testing centre or even those free testing bottles, they can get them and send in the bottles.
And to sports, in football, Socceroos goalkeeper Matt Ryan says he's really proud to have joined Premier League giants Arsenal, the team he supported as a kid. The 28-year-old has been loaned from Brighton for the rest of the season and will be a backup to goalkeeper Bernd Leno. In his first interview with Arsenal, Ryan says the whole experience is surreal.
There's still an air of sort of surrealness to it all, to be honest. All those sort of, you know, mornings as a young kid in Australia, getting up to watch the Champions League games and all that, 4 o'clock in the morning and all that when I had school, and to now be here fills me with a great sense of pride and, you know, achievement, and I'm just looking to do my best that I can for the club.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 28, Adelaide very hot and sunny 38, Melbourne sunny 27, Hobart mostly sunny 25, Canberra sunny 37, Wollongong much the same 28, Sydney sunny as well 29, Newcastle similar conditions 33, Brisbane mostly sunny 30, Cairns, much the same, 32, and Darwin, showers with a possible storm, also 32. This is SBS News.